Yes, we understand that the relationships between the British and French governments with regard to certainly trained sailors could be problematic, because a trained sailor was possibly worth, in economic terms, 2-3 times what a soldier was worth, because a trained sailor had far more many skills. So he was quite a valuable object. So we do know that sailors were resigned to the fact that they were not going to go home soon. So there are examples of sailors who are captured at the Battle of Trafalgar, where you've got Nelson and the Royal Navy on one side, and Villeneuve and the French and Spanish fleets on the other, where French and Spanish prisoners are captured in 1805, and they do not go home until 1814. So it was a miserable time. If you think that in World War II, you might expect, as a prisoner of war, typically, to be a prisoner for perhaps 4+ years. But here, you're going from 1805 to 1814, almost 9 years a prisoner of war. So it's not surprising that people thinking of their own well-being and their own mental health, as we'd say today, would be looking to have some sort of occupation in order to give meaning to their lives whilst they're incarcerated in these huge prisons scattered about the United Kingdom.